You are listening to the audio production of I Am In, Inspiring Stories of Christians Facing Islamic Extremists, by The Voice of the Martyrs, published by VOM Books, the publishing division of The Voice of the Martyrs. This book is read by Josh Childs and Charity Spencer. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3. Part 1. Sacrifice. And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke chapter 9, verse 23. The reality of making a personal sacrifice for one's faith isn't something most Christians in the West are forced to think about very often. For the most part, we can live comfortable lives, making plans for the future and pursuing our hopes and dreams. Yes, we make sacrifices along the way, but they often focus on sacrificing one thing we want for something we want even more, working extra hours so we can buy that new mountain bike, postponing buying a new car so we can take that trip we've always wanted to take, or giving up a tea time to go to the kids' soccer game. Of course, we sacrifice some of our time to volunteer, and we financially support our favorite causes, too. Sacrifice is never far from the hearts and minds of Jesus' followers who are persecuted by Islamic extremists. For them, the consequences of obedience to Christ are clear. The sacrifices they make are certain and well-defined. Before they choose Jesus as Lord and Savior, they count the cost of being his disciple. They know that once their faith becomes visible to others, persecution will come. They expect it, and they accept it. They understand Paul's words in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, in a way few of us can. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice." And they make that personal sacrifice every day. They witness for Jesus in hostile communities rather than fleeing to safer countries, and are often arrested, jailed, beaten, tortured, or killed. They prepare their children for persecution and even martyrdom as the consequence of living out their faith in Jesus. They face daily beatings or even expulsion from their once protective Muslim families through which all of life's opportunities flow: food, shelter, education, marriage, and work. Their homes and possessions are confiscated or destroyed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?